1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Good morning. Happy Monday. Hopefully you are warm and the start of your week is nice. I don't think there's going to be much school today with how cold it is, how snowy it's been. I did way too much driving around over the weekend. I don't know what's wrong with me, man. Drove to the other side of the state. I braved those elements, came back. It's just like, I don't know what I'm thinking, but you know, you do what you do for your family. I really am like regretting, not really regretting getting small dog. I like small dogs. Okay. But really I just need some big dogs so I can get myself a sled and get some mush dogs. I went to the Upper Peninsula last year and I visited this. It was basically like the woman did like an Iditarod and the other big like race with dogs, and basically all of her racing dogs, it's where they live. And it's like a sanctuary for them. So super cool. All super friendly. And they're all like giant, like mush dogs, basically. It's like, that's what I need. I need some mush dogs in my life right now. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. I saw an absolutely heroic video that I had to write about and put up on the 1077 RKR app for you guys to check out right now. Recently, Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety, police and firefighters had to save a man in his 60s who was fishing on some icy waters and broke through the ice and was stuck in the water. I don't know how long he was in there for, but you can watch the full video. They've got chest cam footage of the save. This is, it sends chills up my spine for two reasons. One, because it's terrifying. Two, because I know what this is like, because this happened to me when I was a kid and my brother saved my freaking life. It's funny because in the movie The Titanic, when Jack is talking about, when Jack is talking about what it's like to fall in that water, where it's like you're being stabbed by thousands of needles. That is the best way to describe it. It's such a shock. And this poor guy was stuck there. It took him a little bit of time to get out there. They needed special equipment to get him out, but luckily he's expected to make a full recovery, but you got to watch this rescue. It's up here on the 1077 RKR app. And while you do that, I want to talk to you guys for a minute about my friends at Diversified Services. This flat roof repair company has been family owned and operated here in Kalamazoo since 1988. And they're the people you want to contact if you're having flat roof issues, if you own your own business, or if you have a home with a flat roof as well. I sat with the owner, Paul, last week, and we were talking about the urgency that as soon as you see an issue with your roof, you contact Diversified Services because they offer 24-hour emergency service. That's clutch. So it doesn't matter if it's the weekend or during a snowstorm, Diversified Services has your back. They do re-roofing, they do repairs, they do maintenance. So you name it, they'll take care of you. Even if you want someone to come and take a look, every evaluation is free and there's no obligation. That's just them looking out for you and your business or home. Now, they're hiring now too. So if you're at a job you're just not happy with, this is an excellent trade to be in, and you'll be working with the best roofing company in the region at Diversified Services. You can check them out right now at roofingmichigan.com. Or call them today, 269-999-ROOF. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Big Brother and Holding Company's Cheap Thrills was their second studio album and was the last with Janis Joplin as lead singer before she started her solo career. For Cheap Thrills, the band and producer John Simon incorporated recordings of crowd noise to give the illusion that it was a live album. The only song that was actually recorded live was Ball and Chain at the Winterland Ballroom. This album is a staple of any record collector's arsenal, and you should go grab a copy today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. Hey! 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Probably one of the biggest, easily the biggest fad last year in 2025 was the rise of Labubu, the surge of Labubu, these little fuzzy creatures that people obsessed about from Pop Mart. They would just stick them on their backpacks, clip them on their waist. The search for these things was crazy because there are so many fake Labubus out there. You really got to be careful because you could get easily scammed. Well, that's not going to be a problem anymore because Labubu are actually opening up their own store. Not Labubu itself, but Pop Mart, the company that owns it. They're opening up actual storefronts in two malls in Michigan. If you open up the 107.7 RKR app, you can see where they're at. These things are ridiculous, but trust me, like I would, if I was going to get these things, I would go to these stores and get them. I wouldn't trust anything online because you could be seriously ripped off and you don't want to risk something like that because the demand for these things is still super high. So don't take any risks with Labubu's. And that that is the most asinine thing I've said all year long so far. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by motorcarsonline.com. We are remembering a Galesburg legend as Bad Brad Van Avery has passed away. He was a racer for the Galesburg Raceway, the Kalamazoo Raceway. The Van Avery family has a long history of racing here in Southwest Michigan, and Bad Brad Van Avery, unfortunately passed away. The longtime 38 driver was recently honored by the Galesburg Speedway. And they really put into words how crucial he was. And really from their words, it says it's never easy to lose a legend. Bad Brad Van Avery was more than a name. He was Galesburg Speedway. For nearly as long as the track has stood, Brad stood with it. He wasn't just a champion or a winner of countless races and big events, but he was a leader and a mentor and part of the backbone that made this place feel like home for so many people. So Galesburg definitely lost a legend in Bad Brad Van Avery over the weekend. You can read some condolences that people have given for him and their memories of him on the 107.7 RKR app and read about that because, yeah, it's a sad. This dude was battling some health issues and he got a lot of people who he meant a lot to. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Harlem Globetrotters are on their 100-year tour, stopping in Michigan three times. I cannot believe the Globetrotters have been around for that long. 100 years, they're making stops in Michigan this week. They're going to be at Jim Wink Arena on Thursday at Ferris State University in Big Rapids. And then coming up later on this week, they're going to be here in Kalamazoo, January 23rd, and in Detroit, January 24th. So we got a link on the 107.7 RKR app where you can buy tickets to all three games if you want, or individual. Either way, it's going to be a lot of fun. I just love the comedy aspect to Globetrotters, and I love the banana ball thing too. I love that they're implementing it into baseball. I think they could probably do it for football as well. I just think hockey is the only sport that you couldn't turn into a goofy, like a show, like the Harlem Globetrotters. I don't know. I can't see someone skating and twirling around before I'm just like, I'm going to lay this dude out and take the 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. You can't blame me for already thinking about the weekend. Take a look outside, okay? I'm not trying to deal with the work week ahead of me. I'm just looking forward to Friday when Jake from Presidential Brewing Company comes back into the studio and delights us with yet another amazing beverage from Presidential Brewing Company. And not only does he offer you 50% off your first pour of that first beer on Friday, but he also gives away a $20 gift certificate so you can come and join a couple brews or enjoy some food. Either way, Presidential, the place to be, and 107.7 RKR is the place to be. Every Friday at around 9:35, join us as Jake comes back for first beer of the weekend on 107.7 RKR. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by motorcarsonline.com. Well, one of the game stores that I frequented as kids, GameStop, been having some trouble lately, and they're going to be shutting down two West Michigan locations up here on the 107.7 RKR app. We show you which ones are going to be closing down. A lot of people are reacting to this, and it was like one online source, IGN, had kind of put it perfectly, said it's another hit to GameStop's physical presence in the gaming market with a December 2025 filing from the company, noting it had ceased operations at 590 locations in the U.S. in the fiscal 2024. And that's just going to keep growing. GameStop closed a wave of 13 stores across Michigan. And now we, just can't help but wonder, like, how many of the game stores in Portage and Kalamazoo are going to remain open. It's unfortunate. I mean, I love used game stores. We actually have some really cool locally owned game stores here, but GameStop just, I remember like growing up as a kid, it used to be such a, it was a new concept. It was GameStop. It wasn't really a lot of used game stores back then. So that was the place to go to get all your used games and new games as well. So the fact that it's closing is just another sign that things are changing, not always for the better.